I asked God recently how to become a vigilant Christian. A couple of days later, I received this dream, which contains a warning. I feel that this is going to be helpful for many Christians, so I want to share this dream with you. In this dream, I was attending a Christian conference with a few hundred other Christians. The conference took place at an offshore island, nothing fanciful, just a back-to-basics kind of island that is only accessible by boat. The only way in and out of the island is the ferry shuttle, which has regular small boats that ply the mainland to the island every 1 hour or 30 minutes, and they ran like in the morning to sometime in the evening. The boats were small boats that could take up to 20 people. In the dream, I attended the Christian conference that had a few hundreds other Christian, and it was a very eventful field, lots of activities, lots of talks and discussions, and we enjoyed ourselves for the entire day. The conference ended around 4 or 5 in the late afternoon, and after the conference, I saw myself making preparations to leave the island with one of my girlfriends. I had already arranged for the boat tickets before coming to the island, and I was going to catch the first boat after the conference end out with my friend. My friend and I were in high spirits, and we were talking about what took place at the conference when we reached the jetty to take the boat. It was there at the jetty that we saw the boat, a small boat that could hold 10 to 20 people. It was lopsided slightly so that one part of the boat was submerged in ankle-deep water. There were rows of seats, but the water was kind of muddy and dirty. So my friend didn't really want to step in the boat with the ankle-deep water, and she looked to me to see what we could do. It was then that I noticed that if we go round slightly towards the right side of the boat, which was not submerged in water, we could go round and not get our feet dirty in the muddy water, and we would still reach one part of the seats that was available that was not covered with ankle deep water. So my friend took my advice, and we did that, and we set off. The boat ride took 20 minutes, and then it was time to transfer into the next boat. When the next boat arrived, we noticed that it was full and there was only one seat left. So my friend jumped at the chance and said that, "I'll take that seat and go off first." I did not stop her because it happened too fast for me to react. And I was still in high spirits over the events of the conference. So I let her go off in the second boat and I waved happily to her as the boat sailed away. After my friend left, I was in such high spirits, overthinking about what has happened at the conference, that I was in a kind of a daze. I didn't recognize my surroundings clearly, and somehow I found myself back at the first boat and I had taken the way back onto the island. Even then, I was not worried, as the sky was still a little bit bright. And so I made my way by myself back to the conference ground where we had the conference earlier. I went into some of the conference rooms, which by now were empty with some small groups of Christians. Some of them had left and some of them were still hanging around. I went to a space and then I took out my Bible and start to do some Bible reading and did a little bit of prayer and worship. I was oblivious to my surroundings and unaware of any danger. After a while of reading the Bible and worshiping, a few hours had passed, and when I next looked up, I realized that the sky was already dark. And I realized that I was still at the island which I was supposed to get off. And I also realized that I had no boat tickets, because I had not waited for the second boat at the transfer, and I did not buy any more tickets when I came back to the island. Now that the sky was dark, I got a little bit worried, and I closed my Bible and I start to look around for other Christians. I found a Christian that I know a little bit slightly, but I didn't really like her because she was kind of aggressive and pushy and not very discerning. I asked her, "Have you gotten boat tickets to get out of the island?" And she said that she and her friend, they are not going to leave the island tonight. They said that they would sleep overnight at one of the rooms and they will only leave the island on a boat trip the next day. She told me if I had no place to sleep, I could stay with them in the room overnight. For some reason, I didn't think that that was a good idea because as the sky darkened, I felt a sense of foreboding and ominous about the island. And I felt that I need to get off the island as quickly as possible, so I didn't want to stay overnight. I felt that the island got increasingly creepy as the night fell, and I felt sure that demons were around on the island and they were going to attack us Christians when the night fell. I looked around the conference place looking for other Christians. By then, some Christians have already left, and there were small groups of Christians still on the island. I found an old lady Christian with her friends, and I asked her whether she had boat tickets to get out of the island. She told me that she and her friends, they had boat tickets for 9:30 p.m. However, she didn't have any extra boat tickets for me. I asked her to help me, and she agreed to help me, so we would go together to the ticket booth to try to buy boat tickets for me to leave together with them. A small group of us, about 7 or 8 of us, we were at the back of this old pickup truck. And as we crossed through the dirt road, we encountered other Christian groups about the island. As the truck swerved a corner, I noticed a small group of Christians, about 10 to 20 of them. There was a leader of Christians in their midst. I recognized the leader as a confident leader that was in the Christian conference earlier in the day. He was still evangelizing or talking to a group of Christians of about 10 or 12, and they were listening to him. He was their leader. All the while, the island had grew increasingly creepy and scary to me as the night fell. It was a totally different environment. And at this time, as our truck passed them by, I noticed to my shock with my spiritual eyes that confident Christian leader, he wasn't a human Christian at all. I saw him as a full demon in disguise, a demon pretending to be a Christian. And he was talking and he was teaching other Christians who did not know that he was a demon. And I noticed that in their group gathering of 10 or 20 Christians, there were also other demons in disguise as Christians, intermingling and mixed within their groups. They were in disguise, so you could not tell who was a real Christian and who was demons pretending to be Christians. At the boat ticket booth, which was run by a non-Christian, the old Christian lady who said she would help me, she kept talking to the ticket booth owner to sell me a ticket because she needed one more extra ticket for me. She was well-meaning to help me as a fellow Christian, but even then, she did not realize the gravity of the situation. She shed tears to help me, but the next moment she turned to me and gave me a wink, showing me that she was well-meaning, but she didn't realize what danger we were in. The last scene of the dream, I found myself stuck in that situation where I had no more options. In the dream, I could have kicked myself. I was the one who had bought the boat ticket a day earlier, the earliest boat ride out of the island. But along the way, I had gotten so carried away by the excitement of the Christian conference and talking to my friend that I forgot to leave the island in good time. I had not sensed the danger because I was still reflecting on the day's event. When my friend left in the second boat, I should have just waited there because the next boat would come along in 30 minutes' time and I could have taken that next boat back and I would have reached home by now. But instead, oblivious of the danger that I was in, I wasted my time, hours, by going back to the island and then just reading my Bible. I was not vigilant of the time of all the hours that had passed. And by the time I had felt danger, it was almost too late because the sky was already dark. And once the sky was dark, the powers of the demons became suddenly very strong on the island and they outnumbered the Christians. The dream ended at here. Upon reflection of the dream, I think it holds important lessons for us Christians today. Think about it and ask God to show you what it means to you, what He wants to tell you through this dream. Christians, do not be unvigilant as I was in that dream. We could have ample time to make it out safely, but we were not vigilant. Instead of leaving before the night fell, we wasted our time doing things that had no impact, even though they were good things. In the end, when the night came suddenly upon us, when we realized the night is here, it is too late. Because the powers of the darkness had increased tremendously by then, and we were found in their domain. We were found on their island. We are in great danger. Therefore, be vigilant of your surroundings always. See where the times and the seasons are changing. Ask God constantly to lead you on the right path that you may be at the right place at the right time. That we may escape safely with our lives and our belongings and our families.